Good morning. This is January 8th, and you're listening to OK, OK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 24, verse 3 through 6. Who may climb the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and who never tell lies. They will receive the Lord's blessing and have right standing with God, their Savior. They alone may enter God's presence and worship the God of Israel. As parents, we pray that our children will belong to God. We want them to be among those who can climb the mountain of the Lord and stand in his holy place. When the Israelites sang this psalm, possibly every Sabbath in the worship services at the temple, they were acknowledging God's holiness and their need to be pure before him. In our own strength, none of us can be totally clean, perfect, and acceptable to God. If that were true, Christ would not have had to die. We must pray that our children will accept the sacrifice of Christ and so receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit works in our children, they will be able to turn from idolatry to stay pure and have truthful speech. The glorious promise is that our children will receive the Lord's blessing and have right standing with God, their Savior. Then they are welcomed into God's presence. What more could a parent want? Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, I pray that my child will desire to be in your presence and to have a personal relationship with you. You desire that your people's hands and hearts be pure and that your children not worship idols or tell lies. May the Holy Spirit work in my child's heart so that she will be kept pure. I pray that her hands, work, service, and actions will always be pure before you. I pray that his heart, relationships, motives, and desires will always be pure before you. Help my child to never let anything become more important than you, for that would be idolatry. Lord, help my child to be a person of the truth and a person of truthfulness. Lord, you promise that such people will receive your blessing and have right standing before you. Thank you, Lord, for offering your blessing to my child. I pray that he will always desire to walk with you and to enter into your presence with awe and worship. We ask it in your name, Lord. Amen.